Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Bearing this baby, born King of the Jews, was worth every slanderous word that could have been hurled at Mary. Vowbreaker, unfaithful. How could you do that to Joseph? Jezebel. You know, there's no telling what all Mary had to endure. We know that for a while she escaped to Elizabeth's home, but we also know that at some point she came back to her hometown because we're told she traveled with Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And on top of the normal trials and struggles of being pregnant with child, it makes you wonder, did she question God's plan? Did she ask for a way out? Did she think she was going crazy? Think of all the questions running through her mind, possibly. Should a stronger woman be doing this? A wiser woman? An older woman? Mary reminds us that bearing suffering, whether it be physical, relational, mental, because of your relationship to Jesus, is a burden worth carrying for the sake of Jesus and the eternal reward of His presence. Luke tells us that after the shepherds told her all that had happened to them, that Mary treasured those words, pondering them in her heart. That means that while everyone else was talking about what the shepherds had told them and marveling over what the shepherds had told them, Mary was doing something different. She was preserving those words. She was keeping them from fading away. She was treasuring them. But also, pondering means that she was putting the words together. She was letting those words from what the shepherds had told her come together in her mind. She was putting the pieces together. Oh, I remember now, the prophet told us that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. And that's the real reason why the census took place. He's going to be a savior for all people. That's why the prophet told us that the Messiah would be a light for the Gentiles. And on she thought and pondered. And perhaps she realized in that moment that she was the fulfillment of the virgin prophecy in Isaiah chapter 7. Yes, bearing the burden of suffering for the sake of Jesus would be and is still worth it. And that's part of the glory of the advent of Christ, that the light of His life is our light. His life is our destination. Being present with Him forever is worth the journey. And He invites people like you and me to Himself to be saved, to be rescued, to be redeemed, to be brought into His fellowship. And He alone makes every heartache, every tear that falls worth it. How can I say all of that? Well, I can say it with confidence because we know that in the gazing upon the baby Jesus, each of the groups of people that were there, whether they were wise men or shepherds or Mary, saw much more than just a cozy baby with a heartwarming smile. They knew Him to be the Savior. They may not have known it in that exact moment, but time would reveal to us that the way Jesus shows Himself to be the Savior of all different types of people, the way God can bring peace to those with whom He is pleased, is by what Jesus does with His life. God the Son, who came to the earth in the flesh, would go to the cross to shoulder God the Father's fury. Fury that is for shepherds who deserve to be cast out. Fury for young girls who have been rebels against God's word instead of servants. Fury for men who went the opposite direction that creation points them towards. Fury for people like me and like you. Jesus in His pure flesh became the substitute sacrifice for all those types of people. So you see, the manger is just the beginning of His humility. The cross is the ultimate banner of His humility. That dark Bethlehem night was visited with a ray of light in the birth of Jesus. But in His resurrection, the light of His life burst forth against all darkness, declaring a loud and thunderous victory over the darkness of sin and death. And it's not just the recognition of these realities that brings salvation. It is the simplicity of humble faith in these realities that brings salvation from sin and hell. And it brings redemption and restoration to God and a wholeness to your life. And we must also understand that when we are saved, we become lights of the world. Salvation is a free gift, but it comes with change and consequence. Salvation changes a person completely and continually. And now we are to be the ones who spread the light, spread the message, because He is the only hope of a lost world. He is the light in a dark world. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our national changemakers in Myanmar. And also remember the Moray Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.